You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Welcome to Generation Next. It is 7:05 p.m. You're joined in the studio by Emma, Emily and Matt and Micah Scott from Minus 18. Micah,
Hello. How
are you?
Hello, I am great. Thank you for having me here. Always a pleasure.
Thank you for joining us again. It's always a pleasure to interview you. And we've got a massive show tonight, so I think we're going to launch straight into it. I know we've had you on the show before, so everyone that...
A few times.
But what can you tell us about Minus 18 for the people who are listening at home who may not have heard about it before?
Sure. Well, I am from Minus 18, and Minus 18 is a youth organisation, and it's run entirely by a team of young people. I'm 23, and I'm the oldest person who actually is within Minus 18.
You're so old.
I know. I found a grey hair this morning. But Minus 18, essentially, we run events and projects and workshops for same-sex attracted and gender-diverse young people. And we are the largest youth organisation of its kind in Australia, which is pretty spiffy.
Nice.
But essentially, what we're about is helping young people make connections, make friends, because we all know growing up, maybe struggling with your sexuality or your gender identity, it can be quite lonely. And so Minus 18 is about connecting people and putting you in touch with people who are going through the exact same experiences as you, because that's a pretty awesome experience.
I think you've gone through that before.
I know. I was thinking, like, wow, that is smooth delivery.
I picked up a copy of the MX a couple of days ago, and you guys were on the front page. What's that all about?
I know. Well, if you read it, I'm not sure if you did, but...
I did. That was just my lead-in, so you could tell us what
Thank
it's all
you,
about.
I appreciate it. It was all about the same-sex formal, and I was plugging it on here a few weeks ago, as I've been doing quite frequently lately, because it's an awesome event. The same-sex formal is all about, you know, those safe spaces where a lot of high school students don't feel comfortable taking a same-sex partner to their school formal, whether they're not out or you may just not feel comfortable doing it. You know, it can be quite a lot of pressure.
And they're not always allowed to. Mm. They don't always have that option.
And that's the thing, you know, there has been a lot of media attention recently around schools not allowing same-sex partners or banning partners altogether to avoid same-sex partners, which is a little bit crazy. Mm. So we kind of got together and we've got quite a number of suggestions from people in the community, and they came to us and said, hey, you guys should run a same-sex formal. So we did, and it was awesome. We had, you know, nearly 300 people, young people on board in 2010. Cool. It was fantastic. Hey, and then this year we thought, well, why not do it again? Bigger and better? So we got nearly 400 people coming along. And the article in the MX was around that we asked for older community members to donate the cost of a formal ticket, which is $35. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, you might not be able to ask your parents for the $35, or you may just not have $35 to spend on a formal when you factor in your clothes and getting there and transportation and all those sorts of things. And we got 200 tickets donated from people
in
the community.
Oh, that's fantastic.
You know, and when it's 400 people coming along, it's half the tickets.
Yeah.
We've still got a couple left. So you can log on to our website and apply for a ticket if you're in high school and maybe are struggling to purchase a ticket. We do have some available for you, but we're also giving away some tickets on the show tonight as well.
We sure are. We're giving away two double passes. So if anyone's listening, all they need to do is to text in their name, their suburb and their membership number, because they need to be a current financial Joy member who hasn't won anything in the previous 2 weeks. If you haven't joined yet, that's okay, because you can do it over the phone. 0427-JOY-949 is the number to text if you're already a member. 1300-JOY-949 is the number to call if you're interested in becoming a member. And it's only $22 for under 18s.
Sweet.
It's a deal. It's a sale of the century.
Can I ask?
Yes.
What's the actual date and location of
Sure. sure. Well, the formal is under 2 weeks away. It's April 14.
So it's Saturday week.
I know we're gearing up. It's getting very exciting. And it's actually at the Reach Foundation in Collingwood. They have this massive, massive hall that we use from time to time. They're very generous with it. And it's essentially going to be very similar to your typical high school formal. It's three stages, everybody. Get ready for this. So the first stage, stage one, is a mocktail kind of reception, followed by a sit-down dinner with entertainment. And we've got the Melbourne Gay and Lesbian Youth Chorus coming to perform.
Cool.
We've got short videos by YGLAM, which is the Gay and Lesbian Performing Arts Group. We've got a couple of bands playing as well, and Clem Newton Brown and the mayor from the city of Yarra coming along to greet everybody and say hello. Followed by the official after party, which is DJed by our regular minus 18 DJs. You know, you can't go wrong. It's going to be fantastic.
Well, we're all going
to
be there.
You are. I'm really excited to have you guys
we're
there.
We're really excited
You're
to come.
Part of
in
my
fact,
posse.
We need to talk about what I'm going to wear. But until then, we're just going to play a quick song. Will you join us when we come back from the song?
I'll be here.
Oh.
Hi, this is Marsha Hines, and you're listening to Generation Next on Joy 94.9.
Welcome back, and you are listening to Joy 94.9. In the studio at the moment, we've got Emma, M, Micah, and Matt. If you want to get in touch with us, you can hit us up on 0427 Joy 949 or 1300 Joy 949 or on air at joy.org.au. And since we're talking about contact details, you can also get in touch with our prize giveaway on the text number, especially. You would need to text your.
Your current Joy membership number, your name and your suburb, and you can win one of two double passes to minus 18 same-sex formal.
Indeed.
And we're talking to Micah about the same-sex formal right now as we speak.
Awesome.
Awesome. We actually are really excited because we're all going. As we've mentioned before. Not sure what to wear. What's the dress code? What's happening?
Sure. Well, the dress code is quite relaxed. You know, we want the event to be as accessible as possible. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you want to go all out formal, wear a tuxedo, bow tie, the whole shebang, go for it. But, you know, some people do also come in op shop formal or just casual formal as well. You know, it really is whatever you feel comfortable in.
What's casual formal? Is that jeans?
Well, jeans and a shirt and... Maybe a loose tie, not done up quite. Yeah. So
whoa, a bit sexy.
get the sex appeal out.
It really is a completely safe place, isn't it? Because it's like you can bring who you want, you can wear what you want, drug, alcohol, and prejudice free.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But no tracksuit pants.
I don't know. Really. I mean, if you've seen that episode of Glee where Sue Sylvester marries herself, she does have a dress made out of tracksuit pants. So, you know, you could go rock in one of those.
That's awesome.
Leggings as pants?
I think you can make it work, Matt.
I could make that dress work.
I'm trying to figure out how much glitter I can incorporate into my outfit.
Glitter!
So, hey, a jacket made purely of sequins would be pretty cool too.
Oh,
you know, if you don't feel comfortable wearing that sort of thing to your own high school event, you know, this is the perfect event to go all out.
Maybe we get some fake eyelashes in.
Oh, I think I've already got a pair on standby.
Actually,
I'm wearing some now.
Just like
that sounds like fun. So a bit of a broader question. What effect does the formal have on school groups, like beyond the actual night itself?
Sure. Well, I guess part of the event itself is a message that a lot of students don't feel comfortable or unallowed to bring their same-sex partner to their school event. So we've teamed up with the Safe Schools Coalition Victoria. And for those that don't know what Safe Schools do, they are an organisation and they get schools on board and schools sign up and they support schools and train their staff and help the schools to ensure that their environment is safe for the staff and for the students and everyone actually involved in the school. Fantastic organisation. And so we've teamed up with them. It's a very appropriate event to do so. And we've contacted every single school in Victoria with information packs and step-by-step guides for every school principal in order to encourage them and support them in making sure that their formals and their school events are supportive of sexual and gender diversity. Which is really great because when we first ran this event, You know, the media attention the event got was quite small, and running it in 2012, you know, we've got articles in the MX and articles in the Age, and so not only are we able to spread the message that, you know, it's not good enough for schools to make their students feel, you know, inferior or discriminate against students, with Safe Schools we're actually able to support the schools to I guess, make sure that every student feels safe. Mm.
I love this because I know in a previous show we were talking about how when you went to a school counsellor, the literature they had was really old and not current and didn't really provide any info on anything that's going on. So I think that's really important.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you can't expect schools to, well, I guess you can, but support students if they don't know how to. And sometimes it is just a matter of fact that staff or teachers or even principals just don't know where to begin, or might be in a little bit denial about the needs that their students actually have. And so to be able to spell it out for them, and, you know, that's the work that Safe Schools Coalition do all the time. And for them to be able to you know, start conversations and using this event as an example is a really fantastic thing.
Yeah. Yep. It's exciting.
Absolutely. So there you have it, folks. We've got two double passes to give away to the event of the year, Same-Sex Formal, hosted by Minus 18. You can apply to win these great prizes by texting 0427-JOY949 with your membership number, your name and your suburb. Or you can call us on 1300 JOY949 and join up if you're not a member. Only $22 for under 18s. Micah, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us again.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Last question.
Mm-hmm.
I just said last three times. I'm not sure why. How can people get involved? More info, buy tickets and the like.
Minus18.org.au. You can buy tickets. You can apply for a sponsored ticket if buying a ticket isn't something that you're able to do. And just get involved in Minus 18 in general. You know, you go on the website and you can log in. If you perhaps don't have someone to go with, you can talk to other people who are going and message them beforehand. So,
and we'll be there because we're just friends you haven't met yet.
Exactly. So make sure you say hello to these guys.
Absolutely, Micah. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Howie D.
This is Brian.
This is Nick.
And this is AJ.
And we're the Backstreet Boys.
And you're listening to Joy.
Hi, welcome back to Generation Next. I'm sorry for the pause there. I was just like, the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
Backstreet's back.
They're big fans, Ralph.
It is 7:25 p.m. You are with Matt and Em and Emma. We were just listening to Micah Scott from Minus 18, who was telling us all about the same-sex formal. And we do have some tickets to give away to that. So you can win them by texting in your membership number, suburb and name. And the text number is 0427-JOY949. If you'd like to get in contact with us regardless, you can phone in on 1300-JOY949 or email us on air at joy.org.au. Grab us on Twitter or like us on Facebook.
And both our Twitter and our Facebook is GenNextJoy949, which is thanks to Matt because he's a genius.
That's how I roll.
And hey, you can win the prize as long as you're a current financial member of Joy and you haven't won anything within the past 2 weeks.
And it's quite cheap to join if you haven't joined already.
If you're under 18, because it's varying prices, but under 18s, which, you know, minus 18, it's only $22.
It's pretty cheap.
It's pretty cheap.
It is.
And we've actually received a text message from a lovely teacher who says, I'm a lesbian teacher and it's really hard for me too to be open and feel safe at school. You're doing a wonderful job and I wish I had this when I was at school. So that's a really encouraging response.
Yeah. Minus 18 do such a good job. They really do. That's why we have them on show. Often it's really great to have some support out there. Mm. For people, it's really good.
And Micah's lovely as well.
Yeah, we love Micah.
He's just so lovely.
And you're right, his hair was especially boyishly charming today.
Yeah, definitely. It looked blonder.
It looked blonder.
Yeah, it did.
I agree.
I did not notice that. I'm sorry.
Speaking of helping people out, Joy often broadcasts community service announcements, which are a free service for the LGBTIQ community, get them in touch with people in places they might not have known about in the past. So we're about to hear a few right now.
Hi, I'm Cindy Lauper, and if you just want to have fun, do you? Keep listening to Joy 94.9 FM.
All right. Hi, I'm Claire Hooper, and you're listening to... good one.
Hi, I'm Claire Hooper and you're listening to Joy 94.9.
Welcome back to Generation Next on Joy 94.9. You're joined in the studio with Emma, Em and Matt, and we are Generation Next.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. We've had such an exciting show tonight, and we're about to talk to Stephen Carmichael, who is a queer musician in Queensland. Stephen, are you with us?
Yes, I am. How are you going?
Well, Stephen, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
We had a couple of questions for you, and then we're going to play your song, which is going to be really exciting, Falling For You. So how long have you been interested in music?
I started writing songs when I was in grade 9, so quite a while now. And it's always been a passion of mine to write music. So, yeah, quite a while.
Fantastic. And when did you begin performing?
Performing? I wasn't able to perform in bars and clubs in Brisbane until I was 18. Mm. So since then, for the last... I'm 21 now, so what does that make that?
18? About 3 or 4 years, I think, isn't it?
4 years.
If my maths is okay.
So do you write the song, Stephen, or do you play instruments alongside that, or what do you actually do?
Yep, so I write my own material. I work with a producer in Brisbane called Gavin Adam, and together we create most of my tracks. So it's more of a collaborative process, and I play a lot of the instruments that are on there, and then we do a lot of MIDI programming and stuff like that.
So. And it'll get cool. Fantastic.
There's a whole bunch of punchy beats in the songs that I've listened to. So, where do you get your influences from? You know, where do you get your... I'm trying to think of the right word. What is it, guys? Inspiration.
Inspiration.
I knew it started with I.
I'm inspired by a lot of 80s production. So, especially the very early 80s, like, sort of new wave, that type of thing.
Fun.
But I'm also... What's that, sorry?
I said, how fun.
Yeah.
Em loves the 80s. I love the 90s.
80s and 90s. I think it was all good music.
Yeah.
I'm self-confessed 80s geek.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
I saw your film clip for Falling, and it's like the makeup, it's 80s, it's really cool.
Is there a film clip?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I have to go watch that.
Thank you so much. My friend Emily Mackay directed that with me, so we definitely like trying to channel that 80s vision. And,
fantastic.
Yeah, I think... I'm quite happy with how it turned out.
Yeah, we'll be sure to post it to our Facebook wall. So for those who are listening, you can check that out when I get home and post it to the wall.
At facebook.com, GenNextJoy949. What sort of sound would you describe, if any, as being Stephen Carmichael?
What type of what, sorry?
What type of sound would you describe it as being?
I
guess genre in a way.
So combining 80s and now in sort of a very, very funky, sort of fresh textured way.
Very dancey, I think, as well.
I want to say modern old pop. That's what I want
modern
to
old pop.
Yeah, I like that.
Something like
right.
that.
That
creating a new genre. Yeah, go me.
So you've had a lot going on lately in Queensland. What sort of things have you been up to? I hear rumours of a launch.
Oh, yes. I had the launch of Falling For You last Wednesday at the zoo.
At the zoo? So, that's awesome.
Have you heard of the zoo?
As in... animals?
Oh, no,
zoo? What are we talking about?
Not a animal zoo.
Okay.
Like, it's like a venue.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, we're Melbourne based, we didn't know.
I thought you meant the actual zoo. That would have been awesome at the zoo.
No, that would have been cool though, to play at an actual zoo.
You should contact them and see if you can co-launch that at the zoo as well.
The zoo in Queensland is like quite far up north.
Oh.
So, probably about 2 or 3 hours, or about 2 hours drive. So I don't know if anyone would come and see
Worth it. Just worth it.
You could always go on a zoo tour of Australia.
Yeah.
Just every zoo on the way.
Awesome.
That's true. I could possibly do that.
It's funny that I just mentioned that because my next question is, what's happening with Stephen Carmichael in the future, apart from tours of zoos around Australia?
For me in the future, I'm working towards my album project. So I'm in just discussing at the moment with my producer how we're going to go about this. But so it's like very much the ball is rolling now and we're just going to like keep... I'm writing this on and see what happens.
How exciting. Do you have a prospective album date?
No, not at this stage. I've delayed it a few times because I can tend to be a bit of a perfectionist when it comes to the production side of things. So I would say I don't actually put a date because I always tell myself when I like put a date on, but sometime in the near future.
Fantastic. And in the near future, will you be possibly visiting Melbourne?
Yes, I would love to. I'm thinking about moving down there next year.
Oh,
it's a
really
cool place to be.
It's a very cool place to be.
I mean,
good for the live music scene as well.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if you do decide to visit Melbourne, you should come into the studio and chat to us again.
I would love to.
Hopefully about the album that's impending, date TBA.
Could possibly be next year.
How exciting. I'm glad there's so many exciting things happening for you. We're about to play your song. Thanks so much for talking to us.
That's okay.
Thank you.
We'll hear from you soon.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
See ya.
Hey there, I'm Adam Lambert, and you're listening to Joy 94.9.
And I nearly said good morning. I have no idea why.
Good morning.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
It is very dark, actually.
It is so dark. Daylight savings.
Stupid daylight savings. Although it's still warm outside, which is awesome.
Deceptive.
If you want to get in touch with us here, you can hit us on 0427, don't hit us, Joy 949, or 1300 Joy 949, or on air at joy.org.au.
We've all taken some silly pills in the studio.
It's a good day.
Yeah.
I feel it's a good day.
No, actually, and why would you get in touch with us? I can think of a good reason. I don't know if you guys
Because you might want to win tickets to the same-sex formal that Minus 18 is currently holding that also coincides with Youth Week. But if you don't want to win the tickets, you can get them on 0427 Joy 949 by texting in your name, membership number, and suburb.
And you should, because we're going to be there and it's going to be so much fun.
I'm really looking forward to
it. Wearing a tracksuit pant dress.
Wait.
Glitter and fake eyelashes for us.
Oh, yeah. There will be so much glitter. I'm actually really excited because I never went to a formal.
Oh, really?
We had a valedictory dinner, but it wasn't really a lot of dancing. It was a lot of certificate giving.
Sounds very formal.
Yeah.
Beyond formal,
but without the fun.
Yeah, no fun in formal.
No,
yeah, I remember going to my, like, year 12 formal and just getting amazingly slacked up on chocolate-coated coffee beans.
What's the difference between a deb and a formal?
A debutante ball is when a bunch of girls make their debut in society. I think it comes from a creepy old tradition where they're of marrying age. So it's like, hey, look at creepy. These girls all dressed up in their pretty dresses. Which one do you want to marry? I did my deb.
Was it fun?
It was really fun.
Was
I loved
a formal
it.
With the fun.
I actually look like a Barbie doll, though. I look back at the photos. There was a lot of bouffant blonde hair.
Yep.
Have you seen that photo, Em?
No.
That was amazing.
No. Can we post it?
Oh, please.
No.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Oh, I guess so.
Awesome. We can post it with the photo we got of Micah.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Now and then.
Now and then, because that was before, when I was young and full of promise. Not a washed up old radio star. No, actually, that's not true. I'm not sure why I'm saying that.
Whoa.
I don't think you can say washed up when you're, under 30.
No, I know.
I don't think you can say washed up unless you're, under 90.
60, yeah.
Oh, well, check. I'm under all of those. Wow, it sounded like I was going to start rapping then.
Shit, 1, 2.
Okay, I'm just going to play us a song, and hopefully when we come back, we'll all be normal again.
There's a bear in there, and a chair as well.
There are people with games and stories to tell.
Open wide, come inside.
It's gay school.
Welcome to Gay School. Sorry, we just had a bit of a technical difficulty whereby I forgot to bring my brain with me this afternoon. You're listening to Generation X with Em, Emma and Matt. And we're really happy that you're listening to us because we like you a lot.
Yeah.
So much that we're going to give away 2 double passes to Minus 18 same-sex formal. If you want to send us in your current membership, your name and your suburb, 0427 Joy 949. But that's not what this segment's about. This segment is about Gay School.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly
mm-hmm.
It is.
That's right.
Hence
so,
the intro.
Fiona Simpson, M, tell me all about it.
Okay. So Fiona Simpson is a controversial and anti-gay MP, and she's been appointed as the new Speaker of Queensland's Parliament. You know that recently Queensland had its re-election.
It's still too soon. I can't talk about it yet.
Yep.
Not yet.
Yep. And there's been a lot of reshuffling, obviously, new government up there. So Fiona has come in, which is kind of a bit of a shame from our perspective, because she's the first ever female parliamentary speaker, which I do think is a good thing. However, she's quite conservative. She's an advocate of reparative therapy and has expressed anti-gay messages in the past. One famous one, homosexuals can grow into heterosexuality over time.
Boo
to that.
Because clearly homosexuality is a hairstyle.
What?
You can grow into it over time.
Kind of like a beard.
Or like a nose or, braces.
Oh, braces.
Yeah.
At any rate, that's slightly disappointing, I think.
Yeah, it's and can I just say something that's also disappointing? I never grew into my nose.
What?
They always promised that I'd grow into my nose.
I think your nose is quite adequately shaped for your head, actually.
Anyway, back to Fiona.
Look what you did, Fiona.
The comments that she made on reparative therapy were made in 2002. But since this hoo-ha reshuffle, she's chosen not to comment on whether or not her views have changed since then.
Do you think that's because she doesn't want to look like a bigot?
That's very politically correct.
Yeah, it's very polished of her. Mm. But, you know, I hope they've changed because beforehand they were wrong. So, who knows?
Yep.
Now, this one has got me into a bit of hot water, I have to admit. Many people, Catholic inclusive, have been offended by a push Victoria's Catholic Church have initiated where bishops are urging parishioners to take a stand against gay marriage. Lucky they've taken time out from frowning upon condoms and not paying taxes to remind us all how much they hate the gays. Because we might have forgotten otherwise.
Yeah. Clearly.
Yeah. So a bunch of Victorian bishops have sent out upwards of 80,000 letters claiming that marriage equality will undermine family life and damage society.
How many people do you think are getting that letter and going, oh, yeah, fair point?
Oh, well, I know of at least one. But anyway, that's a separate thing. Anyway, so I was trawling through trying to find info on it, getting a bit, you know, cross because I'm sick of this happening. Homosexuals are not nameless and faceless. They're people. They matter. They have stories. And I think that if anyone who is anti-same-sex marriage and equality knew these people personally, then there is no way that they would be able to discriminate against them and make them feel like they are less.
Absolutely not. You know, there was closed today, the parliamentary inquiry into marriage equality for same-sex couples. And they had, I was watching on, which website was, I think it was MCV, and they had a really great video of people talking about why it was important to make a submission to the inquiry, or if not to make a submission, then why it's just important in general. And I was thinking that's a really good place if you want to perhaps assist in educating someone who might currently be against gay marriage and kind of finding out a bit more information in a really accessible way. It's a really good video to go to.
Absolutely. And, you know, while I was doing some research myself, because everyone knows I'm a big advocate of research, I found a really great blog by Chris Stevenson. So if you haven't checked it out, you can follow her on Twitter. And it is such a great blog. We're actually running out of time. I was hoping I'd be able to go through it. So let's just go straight to my favourite bit, shall we? In modern-day Australia, marriage has long since been divorced from religion. According to the Australian Bureau of Statistics, civil marriages have outnumbered religious ceremonies since 1999. Although marriage is increasingly popular in Australia, church weddings are increasingly unpopular. Gay marriage is now inevitable, as civil rights and Aboriginal citizenship were in the 1960s. Why? Because there are more good, kind, tolerant, compassionate, loving, intelligent and reasonable people in the world than there are Catholic bishops.
Boom.
And the bishops can stick their fingers in their ears and hold their collective breaths until their heads explode. It's not going to change the fact that gay marriage is going to happen eventually, whether they like it or not. They may as well try to stand in front of a freight train. In fact, that idea is increasingly appealing. Oh, thank you, Chris. Bam. I hope you're listening now. We love you. We're just going to play some CSAs. We'll be right back.
The crew.
Welcome back to Generation Next. Our show's nearly over. We're a bit sad, but if you stick with Joy, you're going to hear Squirrel and the team, the ladies at Worldwide Wave, which is an exciting new show that's just happening now. Matt's pointing at me. I'm not really sure why.
No, it's all right. Explain later. Not being weird at all. That's fine.
Why are you pointing at me? I don't understand. Thank you for joining us, guys. Thank you very much. It's been a great show, jam-packed. So we spoke to Micah Scott and Stephen Carmichael and played a song of his. We will podcast it early this week and get it up so you can listen again. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't
along
you want to?
With pictures of us with Micah and Em looking like a Barbie doll.
Yeah.
She really does though. But it was a good photo. It wasn't bad or trashy.
Thanks, bro. Thanks. It was both bad and trashy.
Got to prop you up there.
Yeah. Anyway, another week. We'll see you again. Well, we won't see you, but you'll hear us
after Easter.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, we're about to hear another song. A really bad song that Matt picked.
That's an awesome song. Yes. No, run with it. Just run with this.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's brilliant. Get ready.
Oh, we know what we're doing.
Okay, that's enough. Bye.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.